Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Backus of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Back with Kent as we talk trade in just a moment. Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, I know the checkoff's being utilized to share the beef sustainability story with consumers. Tell me more.
Absolutely. As many cattlemen and women know, some individual organizations and companies spread misinformation about cattle's role in the environment. The Beef Checkoff works tirelessly to combat this message through scientifically proven research because ultimately the truth is in the science. For years, the Beef Checkoff has invested producer dollars into beef sustainability research to learn, understand, and strategically communicate beef's place in a sustainable food system. This research provides a basis for most checkoff-funded advertising campaigns and other initiatives. Beef sustainability message is then communicated to many audiences, including consumers, registered dietitians, the scientific community, influencer, chefs, and communities abroad through a fully integrated marketing approach.
Learn more at oklabeef.org. Click on Cattleman's Corner. When it comes to international trade, the differences between the Trump administration and the new Biden administration are truly black and white. Kent Backus is Senior Director, International Trade and Market Access with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. He says that the first half of 2021 has been spent by the Biden administration assessing what the Trump administration left them in the arsenal of international trade agreements.
Well, you know, with this new administration, the Biden administration came in and said, we want to review everything that the United States has been engaged in. We want to look at all of the trade agreements that have been implemented and see if there's any changes that need to be made. And so, you know, the momentum that we had kind of moving forward, I would say that it hasn't necessarily stalled, but it's definitely slowed down. And so as opposed to just continuing to open market after market like we saw in the previous administration, this is going to be more consensus building and getting everybody on board before we actually engage in further negotiations. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to see negotiations with the United Kingdom or with Kenya or other, you know, country-specific markets, but we may see more opportunities to engage in a multilateral approach. That includes working with G7 countries. It also means, you know, potentially being able to engage as part of the Comprehensive and Progressive Trans-Pacific Partnership. But, you know, it's still kind of uncertain what the path forward is going to be for this administration. We've seen them come out recently and talk about the need to restore trade adjustment assistance. And, you know, that's kind of the playbook for some of the old school Democrat approach to trade is first we want to talk about workers and how to compensate them if they've been displaced by jobs. Then we want to talk about the agreements themselves. So maybe this is a sign that the Biden administration is starting to come forward and look at these opportunities. But, you know, the fact remains all of our trade partners continue to negotiate these agreements and we have to step up. We have to engage and the United States needs to lead. And we have a great opportunity, you know, at NCBA, we think that the priority should be given to the United Kingdom to really try to open that market. We see a lot of potential there. We see a chance to discuss science-based trade and set some very good standards. And then from there, we can proceed. But it's still a little uncertain as to what the plan for the Biden administration will be. But NCBA is going to engage in every step of the way.
Kent Backus does say that the Biden administration's U.S. trade ambassador is one sharp lady.
Catherine Tai is, let's just be honest, she is the smartest person in the room. She is very sharp, very agile. And, you know, a lot of people, sometimes they may mistake her kindness as weakness, and that's to their own errors. She is definitely going to be an intense negotiator. I think that some of the comments she made this week with the Europeans, I think it was very encouraging to kind of put them on notice that the United States is not going to bend, that we're definitely willing to talk with them, to meet with them, but we're not above, you know, using tariffs as needed. So I think we're going to see a very strong push. We're going to see a different style of leadership from USTR. But, you know, she is very well respected. She's proven. And we're very excited to have her at the negotiating table on behalf of the U.S. cattle industry.
Senior Director for International Trade and Market Access for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, Superior Livestock is proud to present the Week in the Rockies, number 33, July 5th through the 8th in Loveland, Colorado. It'll be seen live on Dish Network 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction will start each morning at 8 a.m. Central Time. 188,000 head of cattle to be sold in the Week in the Rockies sale. More details at SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.